Do you remember yourself in your 20s? What did you do back then, or what you do now if you're a millennial? Federhole's net worth is over $30 million, which he managed to rake in by the time he turned 25. No, he wasn't a young entrepreneur, but at the same time, he was. Because his business was playing his favorite game, poker. This fansite is dedicated to this humble and very talented guy, so let's discover the secrets of his success together. Just look at these unbelievable figures. 32,556,377 live earnings. $6 million best live cash. Number 4 in the all-time money list. Outstanding IQ of 155. And all these achievements belong to this young man, who wasn't born into a wealthy family. He wasn't used to spending millions, he had to get used to doing it later. And, surprisingly, he wasn't even that obsessed with making loads of money. Instead, he was passionate about mastering the skills of the poker mindset he needed to cultivate. Training his mind muscles, Mr. Crown Up Guy, as he calls himself on Twitter, began making at least seven-figure numbers by playing super high roller poker tournaments. Thankfully, Federhole's is quite an active person online, just like any other young man today. He talks openly about how he achieved success and eagerly shares his professional tips and tricks. The most accurate info about Federhole's also, it's fascinating to watch how with every other million won, he gets richer as a person. Instead of drowning in forbidden substances or any other unlimited kinds of fun, he launches promising startups one by one. He helps fellow players to stay on top of the wave and shares his brilliant life insights, which really work, online. Now, let's look at the history of the achievements of Federhole's, where he came from, and how he became who he is right now. Federhole's, where does he come from? The Crown Up Guy was born on July 25, 1993 in an eclectic city of Saarbrücken, Germany, situated southwestward on the border with France. The city makes an unusual mix of old Europe and a contemporary, industrial capital. This location to some point reflects the nature of Feder. He is more than academically smart, yet he didn't want the traditional path for his life. Feder's childhood wasn't exactly cloudless. His mother had to give up school to make money and started working as a journalist to provide for the family. The future poker star grew up with two younger sisters. But regardless of the life challenges, Federhole's says that he was growing up in a friendly, loving, and supporting atmosphere. This, probably, has formed his composed and positive temper, along with lovely personality and willingness to both work relentlessly on his own development and support others along the way. How Feder got into poker. When in school, Federhole's didn't seem to show himself as too socially adept, which led to regular bullying from his schoolmates. The boy didn't feel motivated to do anything. He was feeling down, not belonging to the place where he was at. Finally, he finished school and went to university. Everything was looking great. He was studying informatics, a good career along with financial stability was almost guaranteed. But Federhole's seems to be somehow emotionally connected to his rich intellectual abilities. He just couldn't stand studying inefficiently and doing something he didn't want to do. Federhole's then, there were those cool guys. They were playing poker and raising your 1,000-2,000 euros a month simply by having fun and feeling like being better than the others, which made for enjoying life even more. With money like this, young European students could buy anything they wanted. They could arrange a date that would draw the attention of the best girls around. They were enjoying this freedom. And our Crown Up Guy realized, what he was looking for was particularly this state of being. Suddenly, his motivation grew from zero to sky high. He began playing with your 1-2 euros, even though they were busting him at first all the time. But he wanted to win so badly that he didn't mind. Instead, Feder started looking for ways how he could improve his game. At the same time, Holz understood that the power was in the community, rather than in isolation. He figured that the exchange of experiences, thoughts, and ideas improved his own skills, as well as the skills of others. And one day he began to spend so much time studying poker that he decided to quit university. Of course, that was a risky idea, but academia was practically useless for Federer's development. So he took the chance. How he discovered the secret of success in poker. At the very beginning of his poker career, Federer Holz was interested in playing as many hands as he possibly could. And since he didn't have a big budget, he started with super low stakes. That was around 2011. By the end of the year, he could operate a budget of $1,000 to $5,000. Yet, he wasn't satisfied, because he won something, but he also lost at nearly 50% of the games he played. In 2012, Federer discovered the advantages of playing online poker. He could play a few tables at the same time right from the comfort of his home, and he wasn't distracted by the surrounding factors of a real casino. He specifically enjoyed MTT, multi-table tournaments. By 2013 he finally had enough money to travel around the world and play at land-based casinos. 2013 was also a year when the crown-up guy understood that he was seeking drastic changes, and only those changes could help him make a leap forward. He still felt like he was putting too much energy into convincing other people that he's not a gambling addict or anything. So he gathered his poker friends, and they moved to Vienna, Austria, by 2014. That's when life began transforming into something he never experienced before. Everyone around put all their passion and time into poker, and it helped pretty soon. Federer Holz also was learning from poker and mental coaches to become a stronger poker player. He understood that he should mainly pay attention not to the win-lose result of the game but the process, how he performed. Did he do enough to get closer to his overall goal? Still, big bucks didn't come that fast. The big wins of Mr. Federer Holz. Poker is all fun and games until you make a decision to risk really big money and go high roller. The thing is that the highest stakes are what Federer Holz has always aspired to. They are like the top of the mountain. Or the deepest ocean with the most dangerous poker sharks. Definitely worth exploring and winning. The year 2014. Federer Holz winning this year was quite exciting for the crown-up guy because he won his first million, even though at the very beginning of the year, he had a very minimal budget. So it all started with renting a flat in Vienna and dedicating all his time to poker together with his friends. Federer says that 2014 was the peak of his online poker career. No wonder, because after a series of mediocre wins live he raised $1.3 million online on the Coupe World Championship of Online Poker by Poker Stars. He also achieved an honored first place and the name of the poker champ. This event was very intense and required much skill, Holz says. The year 2015. Federer admits that during 2014 to 2015 he had to get used to playing poker in real life. Reading competitors, hiding your tells, being watched by the crowd, all these factors are not that easy to handle when you've never experienced anything like that before. The crown-up guy trained himself at home by watching the hand histories of high rollers, thinking about their strategies and style of play. His biggest dream was to sit at the same table and, of course, to beat those players. It would seem that Federer Holz played a lot that year and cashed out after each event. Yet, he states there were lots of losses during that year, all the way until October to November 2015. That's when he started working with the hypnotherapist Alia Trow. This guy made custom tapes, to which Federer listened during the play. So he was occasionally making big stakes in events like €48,000 EPT buy-in in Spain and €98,000 EPT in Monaco. By the end of this year, he went to Vegas to join the WPT 5 Diamond World Poker Classic to join No Limit Hold'em with $100,000 buy-in. And Federer becomes first in this event, winning $1,589,219. But wait. Right the next month, at the very beginning of 2016, things became literally twice as exciting. The year 2016. Federer holds winning in January, right after the big win in Vegas. Federer holds comes to Philippines World Poker Tour National. The buy-in is almost $200,000, but that only sparks his interest. And on the wave of success, he wins a wholesome $3,072,748. The funny thing is that in local currency, it was something like $160 million. But even more interesting fact is that throughout the whole 2016, Federer holds won $16 million overall. That year, the lucky cities for Federer were Las Vegas and Barcelona. In Vegas, he made $3.5 million in Super High Roller Bowl in May. Then, in July, he attended the famous SOP and participated in the charity event, $111,111 No Limit Hold'em High Roller for One Drop, where he took $5 million. Surprisingly, after all this luxury and a huge success, he went home with a clear decision to quit poker. So he relaxed and let himself just enjoy the game one last time in Barcelona EPT August 20th to 22nd. Federer says, he was more connected with his inner feelings, the intuiting sparked and suggested him to make the moves which were rationally inexplicable. Eventually, all those moves worked perfectly well, and he collected almost $2 million in 2 days. The year 2017. The next after big wins year was a very active one for Federer holes. Although he could chill on the Maldives the whole year, he decided to take another approach. He participated in a crazy amount of championships, dedicating nearly 3,000 hours of his time in a year to poker. That's more than a full-time job with its 2,000 hours a year. There were wins and losses and one big win in October 2017. $2,100,086 on Brighton Poker Super High Roller Series in Macau. Notably, that year Federer continued investing in businesses and launched a few significant projects, the mind coaching app called Primed Mind, coupled with a small series of documentaries about Mr. Holes called Life of a Champion. Also, that's the year of the inception of a poker teaching platform, Poker Code. The year 2018. After 4 years of poker being his life and having only two short vacations, Federer holds finally decided to have more freedom. It has been a totally new stage of his personal development to be able to quit poker for a few months and do other important things in the meantime. Yet, most people may misinterpret the lack of his poker activities as retirement. The truth is that it's not that much of a retirement. Federer will still take part in the largest championships in Barcelona, Vegas, Macau, and maybe a few other ones. With that said, in 2018 he only participated in 49th SOP and Caribbean Poker Party. And needless to say, that was worth more than wandering around the world all the year because he grabbed his biggest one-time cash ever, $6 million at the Big One for One Drop charity event. As we can see, we cannot underestimate the true power of having a good rest. Federer holds, his plans for the future. Holes sees poker as entrepreneurship, where you have to make important decisions every day, and more than this, to reach your goals by making those decisions. Nevertheless, poker is no longer enough for him. He wants to develop even further and make a positive impact on the world around. That's why he's now actively investing in and running new businesses. The first startup that might interest his fans is Poker Code, an online platform where Federer and some of the best poker players in the world teach you how to play poker and win. Another great startup is Primed Mind, which is a mind coaching mobile app. Here you'll get meditation tracks, hypnotherapy, and life coaching tips. The app is aimed at helping you achieve your goals. Another company where Federer is a shareholder is No Limit Gaming, which is something like a mix of esports and poker teams that also provide coaching. By the way, Federer makes nice discount offers if you want to subscribe to a few of his projects at once, so, you might want to follow his Twitter account at CrownUpGuy to watch for the latest updates and special discounts. According to Federer, he follows his passion. He wants to create something like an incubator where you can go as fast as possible from an idea to a successfully working company. We'll probably see more of that in the near future.